It's your indie gal May, and I'm back with another week of more new music up my sleeve and, of course, a weirdly titled mixtape. My wonderful Made in India team were discussing in our last editorial meeting that you probably witness my slow mental decline through my mixtape nomenclature. And honestly, I think I might agree with them. Anyway, talking about naming mixtapes, this one is called Coconut. Wait, let me explain. As you know, I come from a Malayali heritage, and if my home state had to have an ambassador, it would be the coconut. And through this episode today, I'm not only going to bring you some awesome new music, but my thoughts on coconuts. Let's kick off the show with a lockdown album that was technically 7 years in the making. It's called A Fool's Galore and was created by Lima Yanger, aka Duncan Rufus, who I featured on episode 5 of Made in India, like 100 years ago. And at that time, they had just released their debut album, Carte Blanche. What a beauty of an album. It was so underrated. Also, I know nowadays more artists are leaning towards releasing individual singles or EPs, and the album is maybe becoming a thing of the past. Though I have to admit, I'm a bit old school because I'm a huge fan of album releases. When I hear a song by an artist, I go straight to their artist page and find their album and listen to the whole thing. It's a chance for me to get to know them better, I guess. Anyway, back to Duncan Rufus. One of my fave songs from the new album is called Miss B. And here is Lima himself telling us more about it.
Greetings, May. This is Lima from Duncan Rufus, and you are listening to the song Miss B. Miss B is a song about stuff that I cannot really talk about, but you'll get the drift. Anywho, enjoy.
What the hell, Lima? So mysterious. Okay, so basically you need to listen to the song. So here is Duncan Rufus with Miss B.
Thank you.
Duncan Rufus with Miss B on Made in India's Coconut Mixtape. Now, if you enjoy the show and want to support what we do, please do subscribe, rate, and review Made in India on any podcast platform you use. It helps people discover the show and make us more popular. Anyway, back to coconuts. Now, who loves tender coconut water? I do. It's so refreshing. And talking about refreshing, get it? Great segue, right, guys? Anyway, I have Drishti, who is a singer-songwriter from Bombay, who, interestingly enough, is crossing cultural borders with her debut single called Convenience Store, which she wrote in Japanese. I know! It's, like, amazing. Anyway, talking to us about her new release, here is Drishti.
I started off with just the guitar part and thought I'd turn it into a fun song about baking a cake, another one of my passions. So this one night at 2 a.m., I baked a cake just so I could record some folly for the song. And I decided to write the lyrics in Japanese since it's a culture that I've been hugely inspired by. I'd like to thank Made in India for this opportunity, and I hope you enjoy the song.
ついた台所にカバンから出したけど
You heard Drishti with her song Convenience Store. Madam, while you are making baked items, please to be sending over here. Thank you. Now over to our next tune on our coconut mixtape. It's a Telugu pop song by composer Sugeet Muthurthy, who is an engineering student in Chennai in his final year. The track features Arvi on vocals and it's called 2020 Love. And my gosh, does this year need way, way more love. Anyway, telling us more about his new August release, here's Sugeet.
This is my first single. The song was composed completely unplanned. I wrote this song in my college canteen. And within 15 minutes of my lunch break, I completed the whole song, unedited. I just had my school crush in my head when I wrote this song. And maybe that is the reason why I was able to finish the song within 15 minutes. Because most of the time in school, I spent describing her poetically. And I don't know how. The magical thing here is that when the song released, the first review that I got was from her, my school crush. She called me and she said, yeah, she loved it. And that is one of the achievements I can say I had through this song. Thank you guys. Love you all.
బద్దలైనట్టు శబ్దం మీద పలికెను మనసే వర్షం లాన పైన కూరిసే భూమే బద్దలైనట్టు శబ్దం మీద పలికెను మనసే శాపం నీ సొగసే అందని పాటకు చరణము ఇకపై నీకు నాకు వేరే లేవు ఇష్టం ఇష్టం నా కష్టం నష్టం ఇష్టం నీ కోసం పక్షులు రెక్కలు విరిసే తరుణంలో మన ప్రేమను చూపిద్దాం హార్ట్ బీట్ పెరిగెట్టామికి హద్దులు దాటి లోకం మరిచేద్దాం ప్రేమని పొంగింది గుప్పెట్లో దాగుంది రెప్పంచున మిగిలింది ఈ పౌరుని మనసును తెలిపింది కలయా నిజం తెలియని మైకంలోనే కమ్ముకు పోయానే అది మరీ మరీ చెబుతున్నాని ఏ లోకంలో పుట్టుకుపోయానే చినుగులు వర్షం లాన పైన కూరిసే భూమే బద్దలైనట్టు శబ్దం మీద పలికెను మనసే గాలికి చలిపుట్టేలా నిప్పుకి వనకొచ్చేలా గుండెకు తుడుకొచ్చే ఈ పరిణయ పేరు ప్రేమని
నీతో గడిపిన క్షణమే ఇకపై క్షణం ఒక యుగమై నీతో గడిపే నిమిషం ఏదో ఏంటో తెలియదు అందే
That was Sugeet featuring Arvi with their track 2020 Love. The song is such an earworm. Next, we have more coconuts falling from the sky and more music for you on this mixtape. I've got Delhi singer-songwriter Swati Bhatt, who's originally from Raipur and is an Indian classically trained vocalist who also studied Western contemporary at Swarnabhumi Academy of Music in Chennai. This electro-ambient pop track I'm featuring is called Reverie, and it's the third single from her debut EP, Rebuild. Taking us through the origin story of this song, here is Swati.
I wrote and recorded this song last year while I was feeling emotionally isolated, but it took its final shape only during the lockdown when I arranged and finished the song while I was actually living alone in isolation for more than 2 months. And it felt like I was living this song all over again. This track talks about a happy place that you create in your mind when you want to escape the harsh realities. Yet, it's only a reverie. It was written for anyone who ever felt lonely and restless and has tried to break away from its dangerous cycle.
That was Swati Bhatt talking about her track, Reverie. Let's listen to it on our Coconut Mixtape.
Time and kite that you wish I
That song was called Reverie by Swati Bhatt on our coconut mixtape. Now, since we're on the subject of coconuts, I don't know if I'm going to get slammed for this opinion, but let's just say I'm not the biggest fan of coconut in sweets. I mean, Mallus use coconut in our savory dishes, which is delicious. But coconut sweets? Well, let's just say I've never been a fan of Bounty. And that was our haters gotta hate quota completely filled. Next, we have indie pop artist from Delhi, Nikhil Swaroop, with a lockdown tune for you called Manaiman. I've got Nikhil talking about what inspired the song.
So Manaiman is a song that was inspired by my emotions and thoughts about being away from my loved ones during this lockdown. And it was actually the first song that I'd ever written about 10 years ago in college when my best friend, she suddenly moved away. And I wasn't sure if I'd ever see her again, so I just put that to paper. And I could kind of relate to that a bit now, as this pandemic has put so many tests on many of our relationships as we're away from all our loved ones. But ultimately, you know, you just have to keep the faith and keep in touch. And the good times will come back and everything will be fine again. And that's the message that I wanted to just put across to all the listeners. I used to listen to a lot of pop music, K-pop music, while I was in Singapore. So I had a lot of those influences in this. And I've used very interesting instruments like bells, a xylophone, to even my voice as a synth. So I just wanted to create something different. And I wanted to put my emotions across from extreme sadness to extreme joy. You might want to dance. You might want to cry. So check it out. And I really hope you do like the song. And stay safe and let that person know you're missing them. And I'm sure you'll see them soon.
Oh,
Nikhil Swaroop with his song Manai Man. Cracking open those coconuts for more musical goodness, I have acoustic pop duo Perpetual Dream from Bombay with their debut single Dreamcatcher. Here's one half of the duo Pradyumna talking about the inception of the band and the song.
Hey, what's up, May? Hi, Team Made in India and all the listeners. We are Perpetual Dream. We are a duo from Mumbai. My name is Pradyumna and I go by the name The Broke Boy. And with me is Abhishek. So I'm the vocalist and he's the guitarist. We've been making music since our college days, like right from 2017. And our debut single has just come out named Dreamcatcher. Frankly, it's very overwhelming that people are liking it. Basically, the idea behind the song was that we wanted the song to feel like a river flowing towards the sea, because a river never goes around the same bend twice, but along the way, it does taste some salt. So that was the idea behind the song. I hope you like it and do show some love.
Left silver threads on the sea. Birds sing at dawn and break the thick melancholy. These crashing waves never gave me such serenity. All these things never existed till you showed them to me. Along, matching our heartbeats. Diamond-sized dewdrops tickle my feet. The sun rises behind the almond tree where squirrels meet. All these things never existed till you showed them to me. Tattoos, but I'm a gypsy by soul. No matter how great a place, it always gets old. I might show that I like you, but inside I'm cold. I'll leave anytime, I might just leave you alone. I'll leave anytime, I might just leave you alone.
Just heard Dreamcatcher by Perpetual Dream, as we have two more coconuts. I mean, songs coming up on our mixtape. This is Indian fusion act Bombay Bandook with their single Azad. The song is about our everyday search for freedom in the spiritual and emotional sense. The track was created in 2016, and they told me that it wasn't an easy-peasy one to make. It actually demanded more from the band to bring to life, which is why this song is all the more special to them. So here is Azad by Bombay Bandook.
कार्य ही ऐसा करूं सोचना पड़े रात में उलझे हुए ये कैद सपने आजाद हो आबाद हो जल्द बलबले विचार सोच मैं करूं तो रात ना डले कार्य ही ऐसा करूं सोचे कि हम है जुए रवा राहों पर यूं बैठे सफारा सोचे कि हम है कौसो कुजार ही रंग और बादो बरा सोचे कि हम है जुए रवा राहों पर यूं बैठे सफारा सोचे कि हम है कौसो कुजार ही रंग और बादो बरा सपने आजाद हो आबाद हो जल्द बलबले विचार सोच मैं करूं तो रात ना डले कौन ही ऐसा करूं सोच ना करूं
that was Azad by Bombay Bandook. And now it's time for your gal mate to tap out and leave you with one last song from the road. When you get the chance, do subscribe, rate, and review us on the podcast app of your choice. It really helps people find the show. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's Made in India, M-A-E-D. We always love when you come to say hi. Ending the onslaught of coconuts, I have Delhi rock band Salt Rock, who've emerged out of the Delhi University music scene. They've recently released their new anti-establishment song called Anarchy. And to take us through what it's about, here's guitarist and lyricist Mayank Lawrence.
Anarchy is the first ever song we wrote. The goal was to make something different from what was actually going on in the DU scene. The song is a blend of styles. All four of us grew up listening to different bands. We've all had different influences on us. So Anarchy is the combination of all those influences. Speaking of the lyrics, it is an anti-establishment song, the voice of the voiceless of Lemay. We are all tired of the constant lies by the people who are in power. So it is a call to not wait for the change, but be the change instead.
Groups of students were 100 wounded in communal riots linked to protests over the Citizenship Amendment Act.
A massive explosion has torn through the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Death of a father and son, we've got lots of the body. There are more than 450,000 recorded cases of the virus globally.
What do you want?